Toldot. We have in Parshas Toldos, we have connections to Pesach that we're familiar with and others that are less familiar to us. We know that the whole episode of Yaakov taking the brachos from father happened on Pesach. The Pikud Rav Elezer, Rashi alludes to it, Shnei Gedayim, Pesach Chagiga, it was Pesach. But what's not as known is another episode in the Parsha. Earlier in the Parsha, we have the story of how Esav came out, came back from the field, tired, exhausted, and Yaakov was making a Nezir Adashim, lentils, and Esav needs something, and Yaakov has Esav sell him the Bechorah, and that's what the Torah tells us, the Yaakov Nasim le'Esav le'achem Nezir Adashim, le'yibes Esav esav Bechorah. When did this happen? So we do know the following. Rashi brings from Chazal, we all know that why was Yaakov making Nezir Adashim? He was making Nezir Adashim because this was the macho for Avelim, and Avram had just passed away. The Cheshbon is, as you know, Avram lived 175 years, as we have in Parshas Chayisara. So that makes the twins, Yaakov and Esav, 15 right now. But Yigdu HaNa'arim is a few psukim earlier. This is 2 years later. This is the time that Avram died. This was a very critical moment on many levels, because this is a turning point. Esav selling the Bechorah is not just about selling the Bechorah. Esav selling the Bechorah is defining the trajectory of his life and that of Yaakov Avinu. This is Esav opting out, even though it becomes more clear behemshach haparsha with the brachos and when Yaakov gets sent away by Yitzchak. But clearly, this is a very defining moment. The Beis HaLevi is Meirech in Parshas told us here on it. He brings Midrashim that Esav said at this point, oh, even if Avram died, I don't want any part of this. This is a significant moment here that Esav is choosing not to follow in the path of Avram. The death of Avram marked the beginning of Esav going, you could say, with Tabasra, and Yaakov recognizing that, seizing the opportunity, recognizing that this was what was at stake, bought the Bechorah from Esav. And you can see in the Beis HaLevi how he works it into various midrashim. But I want to share with you something fascinating. There is a Prima Gadim tucked away in Hilchos Pesach, in Siman Taf Ayin Vav, commenting on a minhag quoted by the Ramah that one eats an egg at the Seder. We also have an egg at the Seder plate for Shnei Tafshilin, but there's also minhag to eat a beitza. Noagim, it's the end of Siman Taf Ayin Vav. Noagim, says the Ramah, b'ksas mekomos lecho besuda beitzin. Zecher la'avelos. Zecher la'avelos. We know Beitzim also macho for avelos. V'nirali ha'tam, says the Ramah, mishum shelel tishabav nikva belel Pesach. The calendar is always such that the same day of the week of the first day of Pesach is Tishabav. V'od zecher l'churban, shayim makrivin karban Pesach. So we don't have a karban Pesach, zecher l'churban, we eat an egg. So the Prima Gadin in the Mishpat Zozav in Os Gimel quotes a sefer. I tried to find the sefer. I don't know who it is. I don't know. I couldn't even locate it. I tried to find it. Maybe you can find it. Ayin biyad Yosei Parshas Toldos Drush Aleph. Okay. So again, I don't know who the machaber is. I know when it was written. Esav of our hey averos, we know from the midrashim that day that Esav came from the field, the hu ayef, the midrashim say he did 5 averos. One of them was bar al nara hamorasa. All these things he did that day, all recognizing that that was the day that Esav opted out. One of the things was bar al nara morasa. So is that literal? Nara morasa is married, and he was bar al nara morasa. She was adult. She committed adultery together with him. What does it mean? Remez as follows. Ki Avram Avinu, we know that the Avos were born and died in Nisan, according to one Shita in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph. The Avos were Nolad ben Nisan and they were Mesa ben Nisan. When in Nisan? Remes ki Avram Avinu Elvashal Meis be'erev Pesach. We're learning in Yanim be'erev Pesach, right? Avram Avinu died on Erev Pesach. U'mishem hachi ochen beitzin zecher la'avelus. So that's why we have this minute of eating an egg. Zecher la'avelus, we eat the night after, but it's zecher la'avelus of Erev Pesach that Avram Avinu died. The Yaakov bishel nizid. Now, what does it say he gave Esav? He gave him lechem when it's in Adash. Okay, so you could say, this is not what he says. You could say he was still within, before this man of Chatzos, so he could still eat chametz, okay? But that's not what he says. He gave him lechem matzah. Lechem is matzah, so good lechem. So Yaakov bishel nazid, the lechem matzah. The nasan le'esav. And the Rishami says, we had this once also, Kol ochel matzah be'er Pesach is kibba al arusasa be'beis chamif. It's like, this is what he quotes me, the Sefer Yad Yosef. Ye'uyin sham. So I was thinking, okay, so take that as you wish. Yeah, I'm just quoting for you. You can read it yourself and see. What is the connection? There's another pasuk in Chumash. Yaakov Avinu bought the Bechorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu validated it. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu validated. There's a medrash quoted by Rashi in Chumash in Parshas Shmos. When Moshe Rabbeinu was sent on a mission to go to Paro on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should let Bnei Yisrael go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe at the very beginning of his mission, he shall tell Paro the following: the Amarta El Paro Ko Amar Hashem, Bini V'Chori Yisrael. Yisrael, they are my firstborn son. That's what we're called, Bini V'Chori Yisrael. We are called the Bechor of Hakadosh Baruch. We also say this in our davening. We say Ko Bechoreim. Because there's the next pasuk, I'm gonna Hinei Nochir Yisbincha Bechorecha, but Bini V'Chori Yisrael. We say. If b'choreim haragta, u'b'chorecha ga'ota. What does that mean, b'chorecha ga'ota? Ka Yisrael. It doesn't mean the b'chorim of Ka Yisrael. Ka Yisrael are b'chorim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? If b'choreim haragta, u'b'chorecha means Ka Yisrael ga'ota. So Rashi explains, first pshat, b'ni b'chori, lashen gedula. Lashen gedula, zel pshuta. U'midrasho. Kan chasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-machiras ha-b'chora, Shelokach Yaakov me'esav. Hashem is here signing off on that mechira of the Bechora, which again defined Yaakov Binu as the heir to the legacy of Avram. At the time of Avram's death, Esav opts out. Yaakov buys the Bechora. And this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, sending Moshe on his mission, B'ni V'chori Yisrael, that I am, Kar Yisrael are Hashem's firstborn. What does that mean? A lot to say here. But the Meshech Chachma says, very simple thought. What is a Bechor? A Bechor gets Pishnayim. Why? Because through the Bechor, the father became a father. Before there was a Bechor, there was no parent. The Bechor makes the father into a father. So too, Klal Yisrael kiviyachol made HaKadosh Baruch Hu to an av for the world. Sheheim ikiru hashkachas of Yehuda b'tevel. Klal Yisrael's essence and their mission is to publicize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without a Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no acknowledgement as the father to everything in the world, as the one that gave the world its chiyus. Our mission, by definition, is the fact that we acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thereby, by extension, the whole world recognizes it. So that's why we are called the Bechor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like a Bechor makes the father into a father, we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu, acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the source of everything. That's the Meshech Chachmas. So I was thinking, this is mamish what you have here in the story of Yaakov and Esav and the death of Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu's legacy is defined by, as we know, last week's parasha, he says, today he's okay ha'aretz. When Hashem took me out, he was okay ha'shamayim, shel kachanim beis avi. But I'm making you swear Eliezer by okay ha'aretz, Rashi explains, because through Avraham Avinu's efforts, Hashem became known for everybody as as the God and source of all existence. This is why we don't have to say Melcha Olam in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, Tosa says, because saying Elkei Avram is the equivalent of saying Melcha Olam, because Avram Avinu makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melcha Olam. So now Avram Avinu's passing, so who is the one that's going to take on that mission? That's the critical moment here, that Esav doesn't want that role, and Yaakov assumes the role. And that's why by taking on that mission, he's buying the Bechorah, and by extension, giving Klal Yisrael that status of Bnei Bechorah Yisrael. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now telling Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a mission for you, because there's a mission for Klal Yisrael to come out of Mitzrayim, because they, as a nation, are going to continue to preserve that message that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And it's through Klal Yisrael that I will be known. And that's what a Bechor's role is, that Bechor brings out the status of the Av. And therefore, it's Dafka, the Tomei Tzias Mitzrayim, that Hashem is sealing and validating the Mechiras HaBechor that took place on Erev Pesach, at the time that Yaakov bought the Bechorah from Esau. Good Shabbos.